There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Good morning, everyone, and
I
welcome
got you, Chewy.
To Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on my Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything Han Solo.
I got a bad feeling about this.
We do too, Han. We do too. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly on this Wednesday, March 8th, 2023. Thanks for being here. Yeah. Happy International Women's Day. Did you guys know it's Women's Day?
I'm celebrating you. Yeah. Yes, always.
I'm celebrating you.
Yeah.
Well, I do celebrate you every day. And I'm celebrating you two, and all women, but especially you two. I'm celebrating you two with a special list that proves the world is against you.
Oh, no. Didn't need a list for that. But go, carry on, Jason.
Carry on.
That's right. I have a list of 10 things that aren't designed for women, but should be.
Oh.
Ooh. Okay. And I would like to get your womanly feedback.
We will be your focus group.
Your woman,
yes.
Womanly focus group.
That's right.
Okay. Now, internet. So I forgot what magazine did this. They put it out to their readers. Tell us things that should be re-engineered because life is not fair. Companies are not fair. And things have not been designed for the women's. Okay?
Oh, I'm real curious. What's on this list?
Here we go. I'm going to start, number 9. Larger pockets.
Oh, on our pants?
I just think in general. It doesn't give me, it just says larger pockets.
Yes.
Do you two encounter a pocket problem?
Yes.
In the past, yes, and especially on jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They have gotten larger, I think, in recent years, but back in the early 2000s, when the low-rise jeans were the thing, they just had these little tiny things right here in the front.
You can't maybe fit a quarter.
Maybe. Maybe if you're lucky.
Yeah. Or the best is when it looks like there's a pocket, but it's actually just a seam.
Fake.
A fake pocket.
Yeah, what the hell is up with that? That's just, oh.
So that's number nine.
But when you compare it to man pants,
Man pants, you got room for your wallet, your keys.
Yes.
You know, there's always money in your banana stand.
You can always, but I will give you my pockets because I have a little OCD. I can't have anything in my pockets.
Right.
I do not like wallets.
Rubbing on your thigh or
nothing.
Potentially midsection?
Nothing. No, I don't even have a midsection, and I don't want anything rubbing. No. Number 8, things that are not engineered for women but should be. We're celebrating International Women's Day.
Yay.
Number 8, fitness bicycles with wider seats for women.
Oh, interesting.
Huh. I never thought about that.
Oh, wow, this one stumped
you. Well, no, I'm just thinking about it because
I'm thinking of all the time my tushy's been spinning, on a bike.
Yeah, spinning classes. Oh, man, I did that for many, many years. Still love doing it. But
they specifically mentioned spin classes.
Because you don't sit really on the seat.
Yeah, you kind of do a hover.
Yeah.
Well, now I feel offended that it hasn't been engineered for my for my bits and pieces.
Well, I will tell you, but let me stick up. Let me just interject some manness here.
Yeah.
Bicycle seats really aren't engineered for us either with our Ghiblis.
Yeah.
Oh, with
they
your fruit
are
basket,
not,
man.
Oh, my God.
Whoosh-a-rama.
And Peloton bikes are the work of Satan. They really, really are. They are not meant for men either. I don't know if this list is telling me bicycle seats aren't meant for women, they're sure the hell not made for men, so I don't know who they're made for. They're awful.
Yeah, to not really sit on at all. Yeah.
Okay, number seven is going to blow you away. I promise. You have never thought about this, or maybe you have, because I am not a woman. Number seven. Massage tables. They should have boob holes for better comfort.
Ooh.
Ooh.
They should. They
what
should.
What do you two think of that?
Yes, agreed.
Yeah. Boobs. What do you do with them? I mean, I'm full disclosure, I don't really have boobs. So I don't. No, yeah. I don't.
I didn't until my son.
Yeah, like seriously, I am flat chested, and I thank God every day that I am, because it works for me. But you're right. I mean, you have to position your fun bags in certain ways, you know, and it cause discomfort if you're laying on them.
And if they were supported, that's nice. And then you could pick the cup size and everything.
Oh yeah. Ooh.
Now, Lex, I say there's this in a non-perverted HR way. You're like a sister. You, in fact, do have boobs.
Yeah.
You have I don't want to say nice boobs.
Hey, yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Hey.
But you have boobs.
Uh-huh.
Would you like this?
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. I didn't think about that. You just think of the face hole, you know?
I thought this one
you can
would
lay
like.
Flatter and, you know, you're not squishing, especially women with much bigger bosoms.
Yes.
That's
like that
word.
Woman, like that woman a couple stories ago that was advocating for Sugar Mama Day.
Look, yeah. Ashley Cream could start a whole side hustle with those massage tables.
Yeah.
Oh,
Those holes might be bigger than her face hole.
Confirmed.
In the massage table.
There's one more. This is a perfect end because this one, I will give a hallelujah for this too. This is a list of things that are not engineered for women, but should be. The user said it should be mandatory that purse or bag hooks be mounted on vanities in all public restrooms. So you will not have to put your bag or purse on the floor.
Yes.
I thought that might get a hallelujah from you guys.
Yes.
Oh, my favorite is when you roll up to a bar and you're ready to drink and get some apps, right?
Yep.
And there's a
hook.
Appetizers.
Oh.
Appetizers.
Oh, God.
Apps. God. You do you.
I thought you said you roll up to the bar and get some apps.
Excuse me, bartender. I would like to order the tossed salad.
Wow, Lex, you are really just going there.
With a light vinaigrette.
Just going to roll up to the bar and get some ass.
Get some ass. Oh. Ask for the cukes and the eggplant.
But apps. I'm sorry, Lex. But
yes.
Apps, yeah.
So, yeah, you get some food. Let's say that. And there's a hook right there by your knee or right under the bar. So you can just enjoy it and not worry about, is my purse on the floor? Because it's right there. Your body is protecting it.
Yeah. And then think about all the times that you put your bag on the floor because you have no other option. Your bag is nasty.
Yeah.
Which is appropriate because it's Be Nasty Day.
It is Be Nasty
Day. Well, this is a really full circle segment here, isn't it?
It is all full circle.
Oh. You're putting those coins in the coin slots.
That's right. It is Be Nasty Day.
Oh, that's nasty. Oh, that's so nasty.
Yeah. When we come back, it's a little TV taste test. Lex is caught up in Drag Race. I've watched more Full Swing on Netflix. Mm. I have news about that show, actually. TV when we return.
Conventional, FHA, VA, first-time home buyer. Lots and lots of options for mortgages for you. And you got to make sure you have the right team leading the way, helping you find what works best for you. And that's First Equity. They've been in our market 23-plus years, getting the job done. And what's so great about working with a local lender is that they are an independent mortgage broker, unmatched personalized service. They want to get to know you and set you up for success. They know you'll be back. They know you'll be talking to your friends and family. They know they'll see you out in the community, and they don't want to be embarrassed. They want to make sure that they've treated you right. And that's what's so great about working with First Equity. They have the reputation, the know-how. You can reach out to them today to find all the ways that they can help you as a buyer. And what's also great is they shop multiple lenders, which gives you more options, better rates, and more opportunities. 763-251-8000 or use my talk keyword, David.
If joint pain or arthritis.
And now, a hilarious, and we use that term loosely, dad joke.
That's a good one, Dad.
From Alexis.
Here's one from listener Judd. Two fleas were walking out of the cinema when they discovered it was raining hard. Shall we walk, said one flea. No, said the other. Let's take a dog.
This has been a dad joke.
Very funny, Dad. Hilarious.
From Alexis.
They're so smart. Man.
They're so smart.
It's a good one.
Aren't they, Holly? Did you get that joke? Wasn't that good, Holly? That's so good. Oh. It's a dad joke. It's
just surfing them up.
Yeah.
So good.
Thanks for your dad jokes, my talkers.
That's right. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning right here on My Talk, Everything Entertainment. Oh.
Excuse me, Alexis, Holly, Jason, this is God.
Oh my goodness, God, welcome back to the show. How you doing, buddy? How you doing?
I'm sorry to interrupt the show again, but I thought that Alexis might enjoy a heavenly dad joke. Ooh. Alexis, would you mind?
Please, God, yes.
Okay, here we go. What did the horse say after it tripped?
I don't know what.
Help, I've fallen and I can't giddy up. Get it?
Yes!
Okay, I'm gonna go now.
No, no wait, God, we have questions!
I booked you!
God, he always disappears before we can ask him questions.
With a dad joke! He's like, I've got so much important work to do, but... Hold up. Giddy up.
He's busy. Train derailments and mean people on planes. He's very busy, but he has time to give us a dad joke. Thanks, God.
Yeah, glad that they can have a little levity in their day.
That's right.
Yeah.
Good booking, Holly. Good booking. That was
thank
great.
Thank you. Yeah, St. Peter.
What is this, a taste?
Oh, St. Peter got back to you quickly, didn't he?
Yeah, thank you.
What is this, a taste test?
Taste test? I'm in.
Oh, could I just try a little sample? Give me a
test. Just a bit. Just a taste.
It tastes cheesier.
Let your taste decide.
Jason and Alexis present TV Taste Test.
We watch television so you don't have to, and we keep up with shows to tell you if you should ditch them or continue with them. Lex, how you feeling about Drag Race? Ooh. You know, we're three quarters of the way through. What's your takeaways?
I have to say, this is one of my favorite seasons ever.
Wow!
It is really fantastic. Excuse me. The queens are just top-notch. I mean, we're getting to the creme de la creme, right? Yeah. There we go. And right now, I think it was episode 10. There's some great... Well, there's, you know, always heartfelt moments. There's a lot of them who just have these great stories that you're just, I want to know more about you. I am rooting for two of them, which have been consistently from the beginning. Although, you know, I pick my queen, the premiere episode, and I pretty much stick with her, right?
Who did you pick?
Sasha Colby.
Oh, yeah. And, I'm 100 behind you.
Oh, my gosh. Anitra's the other one, too, that's also killing the competition, but... Sasha is just, I love. And what's great also is that there's tension between them because they're very competitive.
Yes.
And after the most recent episode, I cannot wait to come back and see what happens, because there's been one who actually did really, really well in the last episode, but didn't win. And there's been previous episodes where she's not happy.
About not winning,
but still in the top three. So I'm just curious to see what's going to happen when they come back. I also wanted to talk about it just to remind everyone that Drag Race is back. It's on MTV. So just be aware of that.
And also be aware that...
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Just because we're living in a time where drag queens are made to be some sort of evil villain in a movie, we are not going to stop talking about Drag Race. So let's just be very crystal clear and clear about that unnecessary nonsense happening in the country right now. If anything, we're going to talk about it more because it's just ridiculous what's happening. But anyway. I'm with you.
Yeah, have you been
agree, yes. Okay. I'm all caught up. Agree with everything you said. I got to tell you, though, one little negative.
Yeah.
I will say, yes, I am enjoying this season. I think husband is as well.
Yeah, good.
Lux's voice drives me. It is like nails on a chalkboard. I haven't said that. I can't. Oh, my goodness.
I can see that.
Oh my gosh, I have to not listen to her because her cadence and the way she talks drives me insane.
It's really bratty, and also I think that
bratty's really, a great way to put that, Lex.
Well, and over the top like that, you just you have to know. Oh, at least I get the impression it's really steeped in insecurity.
Oh, okay. Now that makes me feel bad for.
Actually, I get it absolutely. Tone and everything, but I do, yeah.
Yeah, you're probably right. Still drives me crazy, but you're probably right.
Still drive you crazy, absolutely, yeah. And the tension between her and some others, it's fun. It's not like, you know, real
fun drama.
It's fun drama, exactly. Yep. And when they're able to tell their story, you know, about being kicked out or, you know, it's just, you just can imagine they didn't have this growing up. And so... to be able to, you know, representation is, it matters. It really does. And this
especially
case
now.
In point right here.
Yeah. Lord have mercy, especially now.
Yes.
Right now. I'll just say this. I am no longer involved with Lush. I haven't been since last May. But when I was, when I worked with that crew, and that's a great crew there remains, leading it and working there. What just breaks my heart is if you're reading these headlines and there's no 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon between you and somebody in the community or you and a drag queen, and you've ever liked the three of us or you trust us with recommendations for hot sauce or chicken wings, then trust us. Trust me when I say this, and Lex knows and Holly knows, we all know people in the community, some of the nicest people and the kindest and the biggest hearts that I've ever worked with are queens. They're creative. They're not twisting their mustache, waiting to be predatory. Y'all should worry about other people for that. Let me just be very clear on that one. They are kind. They want to entertain. It is an art form, and it breaks my heart because they're magnificent. Holly and I have somebody in common that's a great drag queen who's also just a great human, Nikki Vixen. And it pisses me off because the people spewing this hatred, they've obviously never known a queen in their life. Because if they did and they knew what the hell they were talking about, they wouldn't be spewing this nonsense and making them out to be this villain that they're not. It's horrible.
Oh, unless they do, and then that's worse.
Then that's just hypocrisy at its worst. Mm-hmm. So, sorry. I just had to say that because I actually know what I'm talking about on this one. I've actually worked with them and I know them. They're friends. Again, Holly knows and Alexis knows and Alexis's brothers and
they're my sweeties
in the community. And it's just, it angers
me.
They're
my crafting queens.
Oh, my gosh. It's such an art, and these folks dedicate their lives to many folks who are active drag queens, dedicate their life to their craft, to their art. They put in thousands of dollars. There are thousands of hours that go into crafting these personas. It is a legitimate art. It is performance art. And if you're trying to twist it into something else, shame on you.
Shame on you.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up a little bit later, I told you, I have Dish on Full Swing on Netflix, the golf show that I'm loving, the docuseries. Netflix dropped some news. I'll tell you that a little bit later. But next, Lex hasn't been able to play this yet.
Oh, I'm scared.
I'm scared. It's our new game, Movie Before and After, hosted by Holly Roberts, when we return. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Good morning. Hope you're having a really great day. Thanks for being here. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. We have Am I the Asshat coming up at the top of the third hour. So stay there for that. And can't believe I'm going to say this, but Alexis is going to tell you the story of an overconfident fart. So that's a little bit later.
Yeah. Relatables. Uh-huh. That's what we do here.
That's what we do. Relatables. But right now, oh, I'm so excited. Holly had a game in beta mode while Alexis was in Puerto Rico, and we moved that bad boy right into full service. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Movie Before and After.
Before and after.
Let's play.
Oh, yeah, slapping that general cinema before the movie. So, Alexis,
this is
Movie Before and After. Now, you know Before and After on Jeopardy.
Yes.
Where you take two things and you combine them together.
Yes.
This is exactly like that.
Got it.
So I will describe a movie, and then you have to give me its before and after title.
Got it?
Okay.
Yes. All right. Woo, baby. All right.
Okay, I've got five of them this morning. I've got five movie.
Now, do we just buzz in, or do we do one at a time? How would you like to do this?
Let's do one at a time.
Okay.
Let's do one at a time.
Okay.
So we're going to start with Alexis.
All right.
Oh, yes.
We're just going straight in, girl.
All right.
So, movie.
Hit me in the water.
Movie.
Okay.
Before and after.
Okay.
Here is your first one. A Minneapolis musician, played by Prince, escapes his troubled home life by performing with his band at a local club. After his dad dies, he discovers the family fortune was left to his brother, Dustin Hoffman. And the only way Prince can get access to the money is by performing a rousing rendition of the People's Court theme song.
Well, it's Purple Rain.
Okay.
And Rain Man.
Yeah.
Purple Rain Man.
What? There you go. Yay.
You got it, Lex.
This game already.
Okay. Jason.
Yes.
Jason. All right.
Yes.
We are going to be moving into our second movie before and after. Here we go. Marlon Brando plays a worried father whose daughter becomes unexpectedly engaged. He's resistant at first, but ultimately embraces the moment. But he does become distracted during the wedding by helping out associates with offers that they can't refuse.
Ooh.
Oh,
the Godfather of the Bride.
Yeah!
Yes!
You guys are crushing it today.
Oh, we are doing this is going way better than Word Chain.
Oh my gosh, oh, yes. God.
Which is still my favorite moment of the last month.
That is woo.
All right, let's move on to our third movie before and after. Alexis.
Yeah.
Here we go. Taking place in a post-apocalyptic hellscape, Brad Pitt rides through the ruins of civilization on horseback, acting as a rum runner to the surviving human population. His flowing hair makes him an easy target for the cannibalistic humanoids that lurk around every corner. But he ultimately dies in a grizzly bear fight.
Oh my gosh.
All right, Alexis. God. Oh, my goodness.
Brad Pitt before... with long hair.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm so glad she has this one.
Mm-hmm. Is that Interview with a Vampire?
No. Keep going. Keep going.
Oh, God. I'm so glad you have this one.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. Brad Pitt, long hair.
Yeah.
Grizzly bear, Lex. The Revenant, Lex?
Keep going. Oh. Keep going. Keep going.
Cocaine Bear?
Keep going.
Cocaine Troy.
Cocaine Troy.
Cocaine Troy.
Troy of cocaine. Yeah.
What would be the combo word there?
But it's a grizzly.
Grizzly. Troy, he has longer hair. Oh man. Can we repeat it again? Is that allowed? I'm sorry.
Yeah, we can do it. Taking place. In a post-apocalyptic hellscape, Brad Pitt rides through the ruins of civilization on horseback, acting as a rum runner to the surviving human population. His flowing hair makes him an easy target for the cannibalistic humanoids that lurk around every corner, but he ultimately dies in a grizzly bear fight.
Oh my gosh. I can't even think of the combining word.
Keep thinking. You know what? You can ask. You can ask for a lifeline, Jason.
What do we?
I don't know either.
What's with the bear? Thelma and Louise. He didn't have. Well, it was kind of mid hair.
Mad Max. Hellscape.
Once upon a time in Hollywood.
Keep thinking. There's. I'll give you a hint. This movie's from the early 90s.
Brad Pitt 7. No.
A river runs through.
But you're thinking in the right direction.
90s.
90s Brad with long hair.
Yes.
Was that Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Interview with a Vampire. He had long hair, but not that. Okay.
Yeah.
Thelma and Louise Parker. Mary Louise Fried Green Tomato. We may have to give up this one.
Oh, I'm sorry. Holly. A bear movie.
I am Legends of the Fall.
No!
How did we forget Legends of the Fall?
I Am Legend, that horror. Oh, gosh.
Oh, man. Sorry, Holly. Oof.
You know what?
We took the long road there.
That was good, though.
Mm-hmm. But thanks for your help, Jace.
No, I was absolutely trying.
You can totally tag team, but do not worry about it. Let's move on to our next movie before and after.
All right.
Here we go. Charming coming-of-age story starring Divine and John Cryer as best friends who could be more. Divine has a crush on the hot rich boy Andrew McCarthy from across the tracks, and Divine and the rich boy go to the school dance together. Because he's so upset by being rejected, Cryer eats a piece of poop he found on the street.
Holly, I would like to say that answer is Pretty in Pink Flamingos.
Yes! Yes! Love.
Oh.
That was a good one.
Was that the last one?
Yeah, let's make that the last one.
That was good. Oh, that was so good. I love that game.
Yes, and we'll do more of it.
Yes.
We'll have groovy soundtracks in the background. I'll add that. I was like, oh, yeah. Let's do that coming attractions song.
Absolutely. We got the General Cinema going in there in the open. I love that. I love that opening. So music from General Cinema brings me back.
Oh my gosh. Watch out for those flying pieces of popcorn. Didn't you get so excited?
Yes.
When you were at the movie theaters and it was the General. Did you guys have General Cinema?
Yes.
Where you were, you know.
Oh, I worked at a General Cinema,
really?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, then that turned into a Carasota Theater, which now owns Icon. So, yes.
Oh, yeah. No, I did not experience a General Cinema.
Oh, gosh.
That's General Cinema. New Jersey years, right?
Yeah.
Lex, they had them. They had General Cinemas around here in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Oh, then yeah. Then I've been to one.
Oh, there it is. The flying popcorn.
Yep.
Oh, this is the one from the late 90s, early 2000s. Oh, so good. Well, keep that one going, Holly, because register to win prizes from our listener rewards treasure chest. We have concert tickets to the Chicks at the Minnesota State Fair, plus a Bose wireless speaker. Sign up right now. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Alexis has the story of an overconfident toot. Ooh. Next.
friends Alexis for Rebath. Rebath Minneapolis. Oh, yeah, they do a wonderful job of getting that bathroom that you've always wanted. Maybe you're looking in your bathroom going, oh, this is funky. I need an expert to come and just help. Show them what they can do. And that's what Rebath does. It's so great. They have a free design service. You can sign up at rebath.com. And they will send a designer to you to help create that bathroom of your dreams. They'll show you the hundreds of options of materials that they have for you, including DuraBath, which is their exclusive brand. And when you make that appointment, make sure you mention me or my talk, because you'll get $1,500 off a complete bathroom remodel. Now, the design is free. Let them show you what they got. And then, if you decide to go with them, a team of two will come in and get the job done in 5 days or less. Yeah, professional installation. From removal, they'll save you time, days, and stress. And long-term warranties as well available. Rebath.com.
It's Dawn McClain.
You've got mail.
Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning. Let's talk to you guys for a second before we get to the toot. One of our favorites, John Scott, writes to us via our show page at mytalk1071.com. We were talking about that classic pre-show from the now defunct General Cinema Theater chain.
Yeah.
You know, the pre-show, the feature presentation, or let's all go to the lobby, that thing.
Yeah.
John said, hey guys, General Cinemas, are you talking about General Cinemas with their cannibal policy trailer where popcorn would eat popcorn and soda would drink soda and the candy would eat other candy? He's absolutely right.
Oh,
because if you look at if you think of all of those types of trailers with animated food, they all eat each other.
They eat themselves.
He's absolutely right. Oh gosh, that just tickled me.
Oh, you're like, yeah, now I'm never going to look at that the same way again.
Yep. Thanks, John. Wow. We're so glad. Yeah, we're so glad you're here. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning. So Alexis has a story about. Oh,
Cone
I'm sorry, Lex.
Brown.
I'm sorry.
Cone was that? Brown.
Is
Brown.
Is Bradley in here? Bradley is here. Bradley's here, everyone. Lex, what is this story?
Okay, look, Survivor. You know the TV show.
Yeah.
It's in its 44th cycle.
Okay.
And I'm sure part of this is they just need some new ways to promote it.
Yeah.
So they're asking the contestants about their most embarrassing moments. And there's a few of them that actually mentioned an overconfident fart.
That's how they referred to it as?
Yes. I think that was a nice way to say it. More than they thought it would be. And Danny is the one who first started it. Danny Bronx. He was in Atlantic City, and he said that, he was competing in a mixed martial arts bout.
Okay.
And, you know, to get ready for that, not only are you working out, but you're taking some diuretics, too, to get that body tight and everything.
Yeah.
He let one loose and, he had to throw his underwear away. And then the only place to get some new underpants was the lingerie store down the street. And so he ended up wearing those for the rest of the day.
Oh my gosh.
Another one, Carolyn. She's
is this a coffee table book of inconvenient toots?
No, this is contestants on Survivor.
Okay, got it.
Talking about their most embarrassing moments to help promote because the season is underway right now.
Oh no.
Carolyn.
You can't control that. That's just coming out.
Holly, I'm doing this on purpose because she won't be able to get through this
there's
story.
No resistance.
I know what I'm doing. Holly, I'm a trained professional.
I'm
purposely sabotaging this because she won't be able to get through this story. Go ahead, please, Alexis. Go ahead.
Carolyn, she's another contestant. She says she's lactose intolerant but loves to eat ice cream. So there she is. She said when it happened, she told people that she slipped in the mud. Oh, no. Oh. Oh, my gosh.
There's they're so liquidy.
Oh, that was like a little whistle. They're so
remix.
They're so little. Okay, yeah, you're right. So there you go. There's some stories that you can learn about them on Survivor 44, which is also part of the story.
CBS,
can you believe
this
they're
out?
On 44?
Well, yeah, but CBS put this out as part of the celebration.
Oh, yeah, and as a, you know, to promote the season, because it's
underway. Oh, my goodness.
I'm telling you, you guys, they're... After 44 seasons, you got to come up with more creative ways.
All right, everybody.
And I guess they're doing it. I'll ask you about the embarrassing moments. Oh, my gosh. And they're talking to EW, but still.
Out of all, come on, CBS Marketing. It. You can come up with a different list than this. Oh, God. Well, let's just stick in this area.
We've all been there, haven't we?
We've all been there. We have been. It's my worst nightmare. Well, I haven't around Colin.
Oh, that's right.
The fart phobia.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have FF. Yeah. Or FP.
Yeah.
I'm going to spell phobia with an F for the sake of the story. Oh, yeah. I am a lady. Man. I don't do that.
Yeah.
I don't
do that. Wow.
No, look, no. It happens.
I know.
It happens.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, here, I work alone.
Until someone comes into that studio.
I mean, let me tell you.
It's an oven.
Pull back the curtain here. The worst thing is when you think you're going to... I'm like, I'm alone till 10. It's fine.
Yeah.
And then I got a problem with the board.
Yep. Or somebody needs something. And I'll just say point blank. Oh. Can I tell you, though, if we are going to have real talk,
yeah,
this schedule gets in the way of my body cycle, okay? Because I'm up at 4:30, and you don't have time, if you know what I mean. And so then there are sometimes, look, there was some time when I was doing Donna and Steve, and I was doubled over, and I missed an audio cue because I was so much in pain. I'm like, get me out of here! And I couldn't do anything about it because Mike was coming in 3 minutes.
And Donna loves Donna. Donna has her audio arranged, girl.
She will
take you in the corner. Ooh.
And I had to apologize to her after the show. I was like, look, girl, it was like 5:53 and Mike was coming in 3 minutes. I couldn't do anything about it, but I was hurting so bad. I missed your audio cue. I'm sorry I didn't play Blake Shelton. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
He's like, next time you are in that studio and you let Mike walk right through your clouded room.
Anyways.
It's true, though. It is. It's. Oh, God, that's a nightmare of mine. Oh, it's
Walking into your pig
well,
pen?
I've only had to leave the set of the TV show once. I was in so much pain. I had to, like, have Shane do a segment because I had to run from the studio.
Real talk. This is the behind the scenes magic that y'all want to know about.
Real.
That's right. Mm-hmm. It's real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we got through it, girls. We got through it. That's right.
Look what's next.
Oh, boy.
Coming up next, you love it. The top of the third hour on Wednesdays Mean One Thing. Am I the Asshat? Today, a person is not moving their music room. Why is that a problem and what do they mean? You're going to find out when we come back. Stay with us, everyone.